Next one, brother. Alladhi jama'a ma'lan. He collected the wealth, and after that, wa'addadahu. He counted it over and over again. Okay. Qala. Sanukattilu abna'ahum. What is the translation of this, brother? We'll massacre their children. Again, the Fir'aun, brother. So, whenever you see more than one mafulun bihi, it is taksir, brother. Inshallah, you'll understand. Okay. Now, brother, look at this. This is from Surah Yusuf. When the wife of the master of Yusuf, the nobleman who bought Yusuf and brought him to his house, when his wife tried to lure him, entice him, and he said, no, I am afraid of Allah. I can't do anything wrong. I cannot touch you. I cannot bow down to your wishes. Okay? So what she did, brother, one day? Ghallaqatil abwaaba. So what is the meaning of abwaaba? Doors. More than one object. She closed all the doors. How can I say she? Tao Tanisi tells me the action was done by a lady. And where is Gallaka? Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiruhu. Here. And that was Zulaikha. Are you with me? You understand that, inshallah. Faja'alnahum ahadisa. And we will make them the tells. Brother and sister, ahadisa means they have gone. Those people are wiped out from the earth. What is from the history? What is left is their tells in the history. Those who do wrong, Allah punishes them, and the history is there to testify it, brothers and sisters. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثَ وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ. What is the mazzak, brother? Mazzaka. Mazzaka also to tear them to pieces, shreds. Brother, what happens to our body, brother? It becomes shreds. Okay? قُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. Brother, مُمَزَّقٍ. And here, this kulla can be, brothers and sisters, mafulun mutlaq. Because mafulun mutlaq has come as a mudafili. Okay. What is the translation, brother? That we'll make them tells, and we will shred them with total destruction. With total destruction. Nothing will be left of them. Is najjaynakum min ali fir'auna. When we save them, najja yunajji. Najja yunajji. When we save them from the al of fir'aun, min harfchar, al ism majrur, wa huwa mudaf. And Fir'auna mudaf ilayhi bil fath li annahu mamnu min as-sar. Yasumunakum. What is the meaning of yasumunakum? What is the word, brother? Sama yasumu. Like kala yakulu. What is the meaning of sama, brother? To humiliate, to degrade, to oppress, the way our brothers and sisters in Gaza are humiliated, oppressed and degraded by the same people whom Fir'aun degraded and oppressed. Now, the oppressed has become the oppressor. Brother. It's very unfortunate. May Allah guide them, brother. Suwal Azabi. Brother, they used to degrade you with evil treatment. Huh? Are you with me? What is after that? This is what is of our importance. Yuzabbihuna, zabbaha. Not slaughter on a mass scale. Yuzabbihuna abna'akum. They used to slaughter your children. Not one, but all of them. Okay, you got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Okay, next item on agenda. Li nashrab shay, inshallah. Let us drink the tea, inshallah. We are back, brothers and sisters. Iyaka wa zanna. Now, brother, again we must remember that there are forms of expression in language. Every language has a forms of expression. Now, in this we should not go too much in detail. Brother Hassan was asking me, what is the difference between this Iyaka and then Iyaka na'abudu? Brother, Iyaka na'abudu, that is mafulum bihi. Here it is not mafulum bihi. I did say to you yesterday, Iya is kind of a fe'lu amr. Because it is you are warning somebody, stay away. You are giving somebody an order, stay away, beware. So this is, what is it? It's an order. Okay? So Iyaka, and then the waw will come, and after that the noun will be mansub. We only try to understand this way of expression, brother. So what is the meaning of Iyaka wa zanna? It means, you know, you stay away from guessing. It's not good for you. Okay? Hadha tahziru. What is this? Hadha tahziru. Okay, brother? Tahziru. Master, form to. What is the verb? Hazara. What is the meaning of hazara? To warn somebody. To caution somebody. Hazara, you haziru. Wahua. Brother, what is after that? Huwa? Tanbihu. Tanbihu. What is it? Masha'Allah. See, your mind will work now. Nabbaha, you nabbihu. What is the meaning of nabbaha? To draw somebody's attention. What is it? To draw somebody's attention. Tanbihul muhatabi. You need drawing of the attention of the person with whom you are speaking. Damir muhatab. Second person. Are you with me? Second person. What is second person? Muhatab. With whom you are speaking. Okay. Tanbih is also master. Ala amrin makruhin. Brother, about a thing which is objectionable, not nice, which is damaging, which is can cause trouble, can cause harm, brothers and sisters. Okay. So here, and what is the next one, brothers and sisters? Li yajtanibahu. Ijtanaba. Yajtanibu. Ijtanaba yajtanibu. Li lamutalil. Yajtaniba ba mansub. Who is mafulun bi? So what is the meaning of ijtanaba? To avoid, to shun. And the same way, brothers and sisters, ijtanaba. Or what did I write? Both of them to avoid. Are you with me? Ijtanaba, what form is this? Form 8. Tajannaba, form 5. Are you with me? Can you think of this word that we say in the Quran, brother? Sabbi isma rabbika al-a'la alladhi khalaqa fasawwa walladhi qaddara fahada. See, all these verbs are form 2 are coming here. Alladhi akhraja, form 4, akhraja al-mara faj'alahu ghusaan ahwa. Sa nukriuka, what is nukriuka? Akra'a, you know, akra'a, yukri'u, kara'a, he read. When you say akra'a, you make someone read. So, sa nukri'uka, we will make you read. Allah is saying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sa nukri'uka. So, what is nukri'uka? Form 4. What is the root? Kara'a. Okay. Again I say, kara'a, he read. Akra'a, someone else made him read. Are you with me? Sanukriuka fala tansa illa ma sha Allah. Innahu ya'lamul jahl wa ma yakhfa wa nuyassiruka lil yusra. Fadhakkir in nafati dhikra sayadhakkaru man yakhsha. Are you with me? Are you with me? Yatajannabu al ashka. Ashka is the fire. The evilest person will avoid it. They will avoid the Quran. Now, brother, I'm not saying. Allah is saying in the Quran. Are you with me? Inshallah, someday when we finish our course, we'll take this verse. Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la, and we can easily analyze and understand each and every word in it. You'll be able to follow it, inshallah. Beautiful, beautiful, and easy. There are some verses, they are difficult to analyze because they are a little complicated. You need a still more experience with the language, you know. But there are others which, inshallah, we'll be able to analyze with ease. Okay. Okay, brothers and sisters. Waha'a, what is the meaning of ha'a? Khuz, take. Amsilatan lahu, take examples for it. Okay. Okay, brother and sister, what did I say? Mukhatab. Okay, how many pronouns in mukhatab? How many pronouns in mukhatab? Ka, kuma, kum, ki, kuma, kunna. 6. Okay, so, ya bunayya, O my son. Are you with me? So, you are addressing one masculine. Mudhakkar. Iyaka. Wal kilab. What is kilab? Dogs. The kalbun and kilab. Ya bunaya. Stay away from the dogs. Now we say, ya binti. Iyaki. Wal kilab. Got the idea? Stay away from, beware of the dogs. And then, brothers and sisters, iyakum. All of you. Ya abna'i. Iyakum wal khilaba. Okay. And then iyakunna wal khilaba ya banati. Okay. Now here are some more sentences, brother. Ya Ali. So what will be? Iyaka. Wahadal walada. Are you with me? Fa'innahu kazzabun. What is kazzabun, brother? No, liar is kazibun, kazzabun. Who repeatedly lies? Who lies all the time? This is mubalagha. We are going to learn. This is called shigatul mubalagha. There is an intensity in it, you know. Okay, fine. Then, ya Zainab, iyaki wal kasla. Translate, brother. Beware of laziness. Stay away from being lazy. Ya Zainab. Okay, brothers and sisters. Iyakum. Wa tadkhin. Stay away from smoking. Fa innahu sababu amradin muhlikatin. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, stay away from smoking. After iya ka. Kuma, kum, ki, kuma, kunna, vav will come. In this expression, vav will come, and then the noun after vav will be mansu. Will be mansu, inshallah. Very good. Okay, brother. Iyakum watadakhini fa innahu sababu amradin muhallakatin. Okay, brother. What is amradin? This is jama, disease. Mardun. Amrad, disease, jama, okay? The reason of the disease, what kind of a disease, brother? What is mulhaq? It is not, correct, but more than that, it is ism fa'il. It is ism fa'il. What is the verb? Ahlaka yuhliku, to destroy. To destroy something. Okay? So it is the reason of a fatal disease. Disease that will kill you. Destroy you. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We say mortal disease. That will take your life away. Okay? Fine, brother. Iyakunna fahadihil majallati. Too much fashion inside. Are you with me? Some magazines are, you know, they can influence our children very badly, brother. So, iyakunna wa hadhil majallati. See, majallati, mansub. Ya akhwati. Okay. Kala nabiyu, iyakum wal hasada. Stay away from jealousy. Fa innal hasada yakulu hasanat. Al hasanati. What is al hasanati? Al-Hasanati Jama Muhannas Salim. So, Yaqulu Al-Hasanati Mafulun Bihi. What is it? Mafulun Bihi Mansub Bil Kasra. Liannahu Jama Muhannas Salim. Kama Taqulun Naru Al-Hatab. Are you with me? Stay away from Hasad. Because the jealousy eats away your good deeds. All your good deeds are eaten away by jealousy as the fire eats the wood. Are you with me? That's the meaning of it. وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْجُلُوسَ بِالْتُرُكَاتِ. Stay away from sitting in the middle of the roads, you know. Waqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa iyyakum wal muhaddathati muhaddathatil umuri mudaf mudaf ilayhi muhaddathatil umuri mudaf mudaf ilayhi. What is that umur? Things, the matters, affairs. Created matters. You know, you create something new in the religion. And what is that? Bidah. Okay? Fa innaha dalalatun. Because it is going astray. Muhaddasa. What will that be, brother and sister? It is some maful. From? Ahadasa. What is it? Ahadasa. Are you with me? Yuhdifu, muhdifu, muhdas, and muhdasati. Got the idea, brother and sister, inshallah? Very good, brother. Now, you got to do it yourself. This is very easy, brother. Inshallah, you'll be able to do it. Or let us try to do it here. Ya akhawati, so what will you say? Ya kunna wal sufura. What is sufura? Unveiling of your face. Unveiling of your face. Okay? Or in, you can say also, not wearing hijab. But here, it is unveiling of your face. Brother and sister, Ya Akhwati. Ya Uthman. So what will you say? Iyaka wal kaziba. Ba. Mansu. Ya Uthman. Fine, brother. Ya'azza. Now that is the name of a sister. So what will you say? Iyaki wal hasada. Ya'azza. An-namimatu. What is an-namimatu? Backbiting. Slander. Spreading wrong. Spreading information which is not correct, brother. Defamation, you can say. Ya akhawayya, oh brother. Ya akhawayya. How will you start? Iya? Iyakuma. Two. Iyakuma. One, namimata. Ya akhawayya. Ya atfalu. So what will you say now? Iyakum wan-nuzula min al-hafilati wa hiya tasiru. Sara yasiru. While the bus is moving, you know. Fine, brother and sister? Tabarruju. What is tabarruju, brother? Putting on extra makeup. What is it? Makeup. Our children, they watch television and they want all these things, you know. So, ya bintayya. Okay, again, brother, bintayya. How many? Two. Iyakuma wal tabarruja. But what is tabarruja?
Form five.
What is it? Master. Master of form five. Tabarraja is to adorn yourself, to make yourself more beautiful with artificial things, brother. Ayyuhal muslimuna. So what will you say? Iyakum wal bid'ata. Ayyuhal muslimuna. Okay, now brothers and sisters, we come to something very nice. Brother, I took a lot of time in this lesson. Because I thought we should do it well. And still, it's going to take us another, this session plus a little bit of the next session. Okay? But inshallah, we'll do it, brother. Innama yakdhibu, brother. Innama, you have to understand this very well, huh, brother? Asluha inna ittasalat biha ma za'ida. Wa tusamma hadhihi ma al-kahfa. Brother, what is this? Ma is muannas, remember? It is the letter of alphabet, so it is muannas. So, kaffa, brother and sister, what is it? Kaffa, ya, kuffu, to cancel. Make some file from kaffa, kafifun. What will be? Kafifun, which will be changed into? Kafun. Make it muannas now. Kafatun. What will you say? Kafatun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, ma zaida is called, what is it called, brothers and sisters? Ma al kafa. The ma which cancels. Li'annaha, because she takuffu inna annal amali. What is the amal of inna? Mansu. It makes the ism mansu. So when you add ma, the inna is still harfu tawheed, but the effect of his nasab has been now cancelled by ma zaida. So in other words, after inna ma, you can have jumla ismiya as well as jumla failure. Okay? But inna only jumla ismiya. And after inna ma, if jumla ismiya comes, the muftada will remain muftada. It will not be called ismu inna anymore because that thing has been cancelled by the ma za'ida. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I want you to write down something else for inna ma. Very important, brother. Very, very important. I want you to write down. innama. What is innama? Tufidu. You must write down and inshallah highlight that. Huh? It's very important. So normally we say, brothers and sisters, inna harfu taqid wa nasbin kuffa amaluhu. Is amal is cancelled. Kuffa amaluhu. Are you with me? I'm saying kuffa majhul. Kuffa amaluhu, its amal is cancelled. But then you must also say and emphasize that innama tufidu hasar. What is the meaning of hasar? Limitation. What is the meaning of hasar, brothers and sisters? Hasar is limitation, restriction, confinement. You can also write down confinement, limiting something. You limit something. Now in English this is translated as only. In English it is translated as only. But brother, that only is not in nama. Because innama, we say, it confines what we are talking about, that person. And the meaning is now very, very confined and limited and restricted. Innama ana basharun mithlukum. What is the meaning of that? Allah is saying to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qul, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, I am only a human being like you. That's all. Means, I'm not an angel. I do not have supernatural powers. I'm only a human being like you. Means, I need air to breathe. I need food to eat. I need to sleep. I can get sick. I need clothing. I want to marry. I want to have children. And I have to go to washroom. All these things are associated with human being. Are you with me? Just plain human being. Okay? So I am only a bashar like you. And I am not a supernatural person. Or I am not a malaika. I am not an angel. This is the meaning of innama ana basharun mislukum. So innama confines the person. Ana. It confines the person and it restricts that you are nothing but a bashar. You cannot go out of this. Are you with me, brother? It confines the meaning of the one whom we are talking. Innama ana. So who are you? Bashar. Khalas. We confine that meaning. Nothing else. Are you with me, brother and sister? So it has got a strong, power and message when you use innama. We are going to learn, inshallah. This is very beautiful, brothers and sisters. Okay? Now, tadkhulu innama ala jumlataini ismiyati wal fi'liyati. I just explained to you, brother. Inna can only come in jumla ismiya, but innama can come in both, brother. Innama sadakatu lil fuqara. Now, this is Quran, brother. What is the meaning of it, brother? Sadaqah, charity is only for poor, nobody else. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam never accepted anything. You want to give charity? Give to poor people. And when people gave him, he gave to poor people. You know? So, innama sadaqatu, the charity is only for, only for poor people. Maybe you want to say half a dozen times only to make the intensity of innama. Okay? Next one, brother and sister. Innamal a'malu binniyam. Brothers and sisters, the actions are judged. What did I say? Your actions are judged only by your intentions. Khalas. Nothing else. Your actions are judged, will be judged by what is in your heart. If your heart has some other notions and you are just showing off by those actions, then there is no thawab for it. Innama sadaqatu lil fuqara is from Surah Tawbah. But innama al a'malu bin niyyah, this is hadith. This is hadith, brother. Again, beautiful verse, brother. Innama ya'maru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhiri. Who is going to make masajid of Allah? Only those people who believe in Allah. And who believe in Yawm al-Akhirah. They are the people who are only going to build masajid. But here, brothers and sisters, as I said, Amara Ya'muru, not only to build, but to maintain it, to furnish it. It carries on. That action of maintaining the masjid is carried on and on a regular basis. Who will do it? Only those who believe in Allah and who believe in Yawm al-Akhirah. You got the message, brother? Tufidu innama. Now here is an Arabic explanation, brother. Tufidu innama tayyina. What is tayyina? Can you look at it? Master, what is the verb? Ayyana. Yu'ayyinu. Form two. Tufidu means pinpoints or indicates. Tayyina means specifying. Specifying. Wa yujibu. What is the meaning of yujibu? It imposes. What kind of a verb is this? Awjaba. What is it? Awjaba. What is the meaning, verb, brothers and sisters? Awjaba. Mudariya, yujibu. To impose something. What is the meaning of awjaba yujibu? To enjoin something, to impose something. Okay? Well, yujibu ifbata. Okay? What is the meaning of ifbata? Confirmation, establishing something. Al-huk, that is the ruling. Lil-mazkur, what is the meaning of mazkur? Mentioned. Okay. So, what is the translation, brother? Innama indicates, it specifies, the ruling of the thing that is mentioned, it confirms it. Okay? It imposes it. Whatever is mentioned, that thing is being confirmed and made compulsory by innama. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Wa nafiya. What is nafiya? This is mastar. This is mafulun bihi. Nafiyun. This is the master from Nafa Yanfi. Nafia is right on master, brothers and sisters. Otherwise you will, you know, forget it. It's a master. Inkar. What is it? Nafia? Inkar. What is inkar? I'm not talking about Urdu word. Inkar is if'al. Ankara yunkiru, also to deny. And nafya means to deny. Ghairi hazil hukum, other than this ruling about it. Are you with me? So it only confirms what is being mentioned. And it establishes that. And it denies everything else about it. Got my point, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. So, فَكَوْلُنَا our saying, إِنَّمَّا هُوَ مُهَنْدِسٌ يُفِيدُ أَنَّهُ مُهَنْدِسٌ فَقَطْ وَلَيْسَ فِيهِ صِفَةٌ أُخْرَى. He doesn't have any other attributes. He is only engineer. He is not a teacher. He is not a doctor. He is not a lawyer. He is nothing. He is only engineer. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Inshallah, you'll remember this. Huh? Now, I think I will leave it here, brothers and sisters. Because I want to explain you lakat properly again. I will explain you this properly. Okay. So, we end here now, brothers and sisters. And tomorrow, we'll finish the last two pages of this lesson. And we'll start form 3. We'll start form 3 now, inshallah. Will be very interesting, inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.